Hachette Audio presents Rescue, written by Anita Shreve, read by Dennis Holland. For Jennifer Rudolph Walsh, with love and tremendous gratitude. Webster jogs down the narrow stairs in stocking feet and says, "French toast," as he rounds the corner. Rowan blushes over the pan, the one that has more scratches on it than Teflon. Webster loves his daughter's face. Even when she was an infant, she had that extra, what, quarter inch above the eyebrows, as though someone took a pair of pliers, stretched her head a little. It makes her blue eyes open up. It makes her look a bit startled by life. Webster likes that. Rowan has the same widow's peak as Webster's, her hair brown, almost black. Rowan covers hers with bangs. Webster covers his, more pronounced, with a baseball cap. The widow's peak is a problem. Always will be. Webster, on automatic, opens the fridge for the juice. "I already did that," Rowan says. Webster turns and sees that the kitchen table is set with plates, silverware, napkins, and butter in the old butter dish instead of just a saucer. The juice in proper juice glasses. Rowan has on a pale blue sweater from J. Crew that he bought her for Christmas. Something is ending, and they want to mark it. Webster has been thinking this for months now. The birthday has to be celebrated in the morning. Webster has the night shift. Rowan slips the French toast onto the plates.
"You should have applied to culinary school," Webster says as he sits down and pulls the chair.